The Ravenettes are a Danish rock duo, and they're doing things a little unconventionally this year. Rather than releasing an entire album all at once, they're releasing one song on the last Friday of each month, and they're calling the project Rave of the Month. The Ravenettes are made up of Suna Rose Wagner and Sharon Fu, and they join me now from our studios at NPR West. Hey, you two, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi, thanks.
The song we're hearing right now is called The World is Empty Without You. This was the first song you released for the project. This is back in January of this year. Are these things that are just kind of coming up organically in that month? Are you setting strict writing parameters? Are there things you've had on the shelf for a while?
I'm not the best at having too much time to work on things, so...
You need a deadline, Suna?
Yeah, I need a deadline, so I usually wait.
Sharon, how do you feel about that? Suna's procrastination.
Yeah, this is an ongoing discussion in the band, because, you know, I get a track, you know, five hours before it has to be and delivered, which, you know... But I suppose I've gotten used to it, and this has become a very Ravenettes way of working, which is sort of... spur of the moment, very a stream of consciousness way. And I sort of hate it and like it.
You sound resigned. Although I imagine there is a kind of freedom to that. You don't have to overthink things.
Yeah. Well, the whole idea is that it's hard to make decisions sometimes. You know, it's like when you go to a restaurant and they have, you know, 10 pastas that sound really good, but you just wait till the waiter gets there and you just pick one. And it's kind of like the same thing.
I get that. The paralysis of too many choices. Totally.
Yeah.
But there is a wonderful freedom in this project, which is that nothing has to be cohesive and it's really like a blank slate.
Yeah.
And that's actually been a very positive experience for the both of us.
This is the fourth one that was released from the month of April. It's called Junko Ozawa. So who was this person? Who was Junko Ozawa?
Well, she was a very famous video game composer in the 80s kind of thing. So the most famous one she did was Rolling Thunder, it's called.
Rolling Thunder. Okay. I don't know if that was on my Atari, but I'm going to have to go look
it
up.
It was. Trust me. It was.
And you were just interested in that kind of techno throwback 80s video game sound.
It's a very harsh sound, obviously, but at the same time, I guess when you grew up in the 80s like that, it's also a very nostalgic sound.
I'm going to play February's song, which is called Run, Mascara, Run. Before I play this, anything you want to say about this particular track?
That's actually my favorite. That's all I'm going to say.
Interesting. Napalm and doo-wop, kind of contradictory vibes on this.
Perfect cocktail.
Yeah. So, you a fan of kind of 1950s doo-wop?
Yes, I'm a big fan of 1950s doo-wop. I'm actually a really good friend of Dion from Dion and the Belmonts.
Are you?
Yeah. He once took me back to his old neighborhood on Arthur Avenue in the Bronx. And showed me, you know, where he grew up and where they started, you know, the band. And we were surrounded by these crazy wannabe mobsters the whole day. You know, he's treated like Frank Sinatra up there. They won't leave him alone, you know. The people are following us on the street. Every time we walk into a store, the guy gives us free Parmesan cheese. And I came home with huge shopping bags of cheeses and sausages and everything Italian from it was, yeah, it's pretty spectacular.
Are these things going to exist just in isolation in this one-off project, or do you imagine ever kind of putting them together and finding some kind of thread that you could sew them into an album?
They will all be released sort of like as a compilation album, I guess, next year or by the end of the year?
Yes, but you know what's going to be great is we don't even have to think about the sequence. It's going to be January, February, March, April, and it'll be probably totally schizophrenic, but in a really wonderful way, you know.
Suna Rose Wagner and Sharon Fu are the Ravenettes. You can hear their month-by-month songs by going to theravenettes.com. Hey, you guys, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having us.